residents in community living older women, does social economic status affect health seeking and receiving treatment? First, I want to thank my colleagues who are Shuya Kai from Department of Biostatistics, SUNY at Buffalo, Larry Glass from University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry, and Dana Mukamel from Center for Health Policy Research, University of California, Irvine. This study was supported by a grant from the National Institute on Aging. Urinary incontinence is a common health problem in community living older people. Estimates of its prevalence range between 11-34% for elderly men and between 17-55% for elderly women. Urinary incontinence is associated with the increased risk of morbidities such as pressure sores, urinary tract infections, and may have a significant impact on social and psychological well-being of the patient. A wide range of behavioral, pharmacological, and surgical treatments of UI are available, and incontinence can be significantly improved or even cured in many cases. However, a large percent of incontinent women do not seek professional advice or treatment from their healthcare providers. Barriers to healthcare seeking may include the misconception that urinary incontinence is a normal consequence of aging or childbirth, lack of knowledge of treatment options and their effectiveness, embarrassment about urine leakage, fear of needing an operation, or caregivers' failure to inquire about the problem for patients at risk of incontinence. Despite these factors that are cited in previous studies, little is known about how socioeconomic factors may affect older women's decision to seek professional treatment for urinary incontinence. Several studies have examined healthcare seeking behaviors between white and non-white women with UI, but found no difference between racial groups. In addition, to our knowledge, no study has examined how socioeconomic status may affect receipt of incontinence treatment for those who do seek professional care. So in this paper, we describe socioeconomic correlates of older women's care-seeking behaviors for urinary incontinence and receipt of continence services among those who sought care in a national cohort of national Medicare managed care participants. Socioeconomic measures include individual marital status, income, and education level. Given the increased prevalence and severity of UI with aging, we also explore how age can affect older women's care-seeking behaviors and receiving treatment. We analyzed data from the Medicare Health Outcomes Survey, which is a national survey to evaluate the quality of care received by Medicare beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare managed care plans for at least 6 months. In each year, the whole survey is administered to a random sample of beneficiaries and collects their self-reported demographics, years of education, annual household income, difficulties with activities of daily living or ADLs. The Medical Outcomes Survey SF36 score, which is a measure of quality of care, quality of life, and up to 13 chronic medical conditions. There are four questions about management of UI in the survey instrument. Based on the first two questions, we define urinary incontinence as any accidental urine leakage in the last 6 months that caused a small or big problem to the patient's daily lives. Analysis. We estimated a multivariate logistic regression model on the two outcomes variables of interest. First, whether or not the patient with UI had discussed the problem with a healthcare provider. Second, whether a patient, having had such a discussion, received treatment for the UI problem. The logistic regression was estimated using a generalized estimating equation, or GEE, approach, in order to account for the correlations between respondents who were enrolled in the same managed care plan. After model estimation, we predicted the rate of health care seeking and receiving treatment for the overall sample and stratified by age groups, marital status, education level, and annual household income levels. This is the description result. Of all the women with self-reported UI, over 9,000 or 46% had consulted a health provider. Those who sought professional care are more likely to report that the incontinence caused a big problem to their daily lives than non-healthcare seekers, which is 35% versus 12%. Those who sought care are a little older and have more education, but the marital status and income do not significantly differ between the two groups. In multivariate analysis, we found that younger age is associated with a lower rate of healthcare seeking compared to those 80 years and over. The odds ratio is 0.8 for those between 65 and 69 and 0.9 for those between 70 and 74. Also, older women are more likely to seek professional care if they are married or have a higher education level, but income does not seem associated with health-seeking behaviors for urinary incontinence. The second set of analysis is to see if women with urinary incontinence receive treatment after they discuss the problem with a doctor. Among those who have sought care, 5,000 women, or 54%, received any treatment. Those who received treatment are more likely to report having a big problem of urinary incontinence. So this graph is the predicted rate of receiving treatment based on the logistic regression. It is predicted for the overall sample of all women and by age group, marital status, and education years, and also any household income level. So the overall rate of receiving treatment is 55%. Also, as age is increased, incontinent women are less likely to receive treatment. Incontinent women are more likely to receive treatment if they are married, having higher education, or having higher income. Summary of findings. First, we found that about one half of incontinent women have sought professional help. The overall rate is 46%. Women are less likely to seek incontinence services if they are younger, being unmarried, or have less education. In addition, among older women who have sought care, 55% actually received treatment for their UI problem. Older age, being unmarried, having lower education, and having lower income were independently associated with a decreased rate of receiving treatment from a health professional. So a couple points I have from this findings. First, the finding that older women of lower socioeconomic status were less likely to seek UI care suggests the need of targeted educational interventions for these vulnerable patients so that efforts can be most effective in promoting knowledge, awareness, and appropriate service use. On the other hand, all incontinent women in our sample were covered by Medicare and have been enrolled in a Medicare managed care plan for at least 6 months, in which case continuous access to a primary care provider should be ensured. This suggests that healthcare access components alone cannot fully account for the lower rate of health seeking among women who are socioeconomically disadvantaged. Further studies are necessary to understand barriers that lead to their reduced rate of healthcare seeking for urinary incontinence. In addition, the results also highlight the fact that treatment rate for incontinent women decreases with lower education and income level, which suggests the possible socioeconomic bias on the part of primary care practitioners. This finding parallels findings of other studies on women's health, which reported that older women of lower social economic status face barriers to accessing regular mammographs, osteoporosis treatment, and pap smear screening. However, existing literature on the issue of physician bias is mixed regarding routine medical care provided to U.S. adult patients. Finally, it should be noted that the overall low rate of incontinence treatment, which is 55% in the study, indicates the quality of care deficiencies for all incontinent women. Studies have suggested that primary care professionals do not routinely inquire about urinary symptoms for patients at risk of incontinence. Many primary care providers lack knowledge and preparedness to diagnose or treat incontinence. Therefore, there is also a need to promote effective professional education in order to improve the current practice of care for older adults with urinary incontinence. That's all I have for this day, so questions and suggestions.
Thank you so much. Let's give a hand to Dr. Lee, who is the award winner for the Aetna Research Institute for Women.
Thank you.
A comment or a question? I have one. You looked at sociodemographic factors, but also marital status turned out to be really important. Could you sort of tell us why you think unmarried women were different from married women?
A married woman, may have more knowledge, from their friends and loved ones, they may be less likely to have embarrassment about urine leakage. They may be encouraged by family members, so they also have less barriers to accessing educational materials, so that might be the reasons for the higher rate of seeking care. Yes?
Could you speak up a little bit?
Yes, we in the logistic regression we adjust for chronic medical conditions, but I didn't show the result here. Hypertension, diabetes, and cancer. Patients with these comorbidities may in some cases they may be more likely to seek care because of their comorbidities. They may have more opportunity to be exposed to the healthcare system, but for other conditions maybe. Less likely, so it's not in the uniform directions of the association. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's give you a hand again.
Thank you.